Derek Cardwell with this recap of night two of the 62nd Knott's Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals. It was a loaded field of 54 cars, and after the time trials, Rico Abreu was fastest with a lap of 15.703. He told Mike Roberts, qualifying is one thing, getting out of the heat is another.
The biggest thing is you have to get the points. He got the 200 points he needed for quick time. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, you just got to stay out of trouble now.
Yeah, my guy's just doing an amazing job here. So it's a huge position to be up front in these qualifying efforts, the way these points are structured here for the Knoxville Nationals. So I'm just got to really focus on this heat race and execute and work on getting to that top four.
A few minutes later, Abreu's worst fears were realized when he was unable to make it out of his heat, so he would have to run the B main later on. Heat race winners were Zach Hampton, Kevin Thomas Jr., Caleb Henry, Kyle Larson, and Ayrton Jennington. And then D4, Larson gave everyone a show.
Colby Copeland and Anthony Macri in a dogfight here for the race lead. They'll finish lap 7 this time by 3 to go.
Larson's lurking.
Copeland back in the lead.
Larson
here comes Larson, though. Larson pushes Macri up the track. Gets by him for second. And here he comes now after the 16 of Colby Copeland.
High side.
Larson up top. Big run up top for Larson. Larson to the lead at the flag stand. With 2 to go, Kyle Larson now the lead.
After the C and B mains, the final race of the night was set in Garrett Williamson, who 30 hours before the night of racing did not have a ride. And he was on the front row, poised to become one of the biggest stories of the Nationals. But Macri would be tough to beat from the start.
Night two of the Knoxville Nationals is green. It's Anthony Macri sliding way up to the top in turn two. He's your leader down the backstretch. Garrett Williamson has slipped back to third.
Zomer up to second. Looks like Lasoski's setup is in there.
Zomer looks good. He's in the lead now. Slide job in turn two. Zomer trying to slide Macri. Macri trying to drive it back under him. They're side by side into turn three. Macri gets it back on the bottom.
Behind Macri, Carson Macedo was steadily moving up and claimed second when he excused himself around Williamson.
And then he goes up and takes that high line away from Larson in turn four. What a slider by Carson Macedo. It put Garrett Williamson into the fence. But we stay green, and Williamson gives up the position to Macedo for second.
After a red flag for Darren Pittman's crash in turn three, which he walked away from uninjured, it was back to racing, and Macedo found the right way around the restart.
Macri brings him out of turn four. We are green. Here comes Macedo. He's going to dive to the bottom and give a slider. Big slider by Macedo, and it sticks. Macedo, your leader down the backstretch in the 41.
A few minutes later, Kyle Larson got into the mix, but not before another red. This time for a national contender, Brad Sweet.
Larson,
yellow flag. That pass won't count.
Oh, it's Brad Sweet.
Red.
Sweet up and over in turn two.
Oh, my.
The big cap, Brad Sweet, up and over in turn two.
On the restart, Macedo pulled away, and it was then a race for second through fourth, which was interrupted by yet another red flag.
Let's hope for four clean green laps. Another great start by the 41. He's really pulling away from everybody on the start. Spencer Baston follows him around the top in second. Kyle Larson challenging for third, and he's going to have it. No, he doesn't have it. Macri comes back on the inside and holds third. Larson, momentum up top, coming out of fourth. Still not there. He'll be fourth
Macri
at the flag stand. Macri looking to slide Baston. He's got to get on the brakes because it's not there. And he smartly does. And Baston will stay second. And as we come to the flag stand with two to go, it's all Macedo out front and then bunched up back behind. Baston second. Macri third. Here comes Larson again around the top. Can he get Macri? Yes, into third down the backstretch for Young Money. And he's going to dive down to the bottom and try to get Baston. Can't do it, though, through three and four. The white flag. White flag in the air for Carson Macedo.
Rico up to the top five now.
Spencer Baston second, Kyle Larson third, Anthony Macri fourth, and Rico to fifth. Austin McCurl sixth, Logan Schuhart seventh as they go down the mound. Red flag, two cars right here in turn two.
The final restart saw Macedo pull away again, and they left Larson and Baston to battle for second and third.
Back out, another great start by Macedo. Man, his restarts have been awesome. Macedo running away, Baston second. Here comes Macri trying to challenge Larson for third down the backstretch. He might get him. They're side by side into turn three. Larson holds that third spot at the flag stand for the white flag. And now Larson coming after Baston for a slider in turn one for second. And Young Money gets it. So he about lost third to Macri. Instead, he slides Baston for second. And now coming out of turn four to the flag stand, it is Carson Macedo, your night two Knoxville Nationals winner.
After what happened 2 months to the day to Carson when he was injured in a crash at the Knoxville Raceway during a World of Outlaw show, he was happy to have exorcised the demons.
It feels good. Like you said, it sucked, you know, that a few weeks ago just to have that wreck. And, man, it was a tough for granted your youth, I think. And I hadn't had a wreck that bad before. But the recovery process, Beaver Dam that next weekend was hell on earth with, you know, my ribs being broken, still trying to race. And to come back here and win is pretty incredible. This flame car, you know, kind of has a little bit of a joke for what happened last time to kind of make light of a bad situation. But, man, thankful for my team. JJR is amazing. I think Jason maybe was riding with me tonight there after having a bad one. He loved Knoxville Raceway, and I love it too.
Kyle Larson was second, and while he was not happy with how he drove the 25 laps, he was glad to hear he will start on the pole of Saturday's A-Main.
You know, winning Knoxville Nationals was cool. Really cool, but you know, also I wanted to be able to say I start on the pole in Knoxville Nationals someday. So glad to get a really good prelim night in, you know, qualify okay, going out late, and then driving from the fourth row to win the heat was pretty awesome. And had a good car in the feature, just made a lot of mistakes, you know, most of that whole race. So to still come away with a second after running that sloppy, I'm happy with it. But just need to clean a lot of things up behind the wheel and hopefully have a good shot for Saturday. I know it'll be really tough. I think Rico's on the front row with me. He's been the best car everywhere all year, but especially here in Knoxville. So he'll be hard to beat, but you know, there's a lot of tough competitors behind him as well. So 57's been good. Just like I said, I got to clean some things up on my part and then hopefully have a good shot.
Third place finisher Spencer Baston finally locked into his first Nationals A-Main.
It just feels really good to be in it. I've never made an Knoxville Nationals A-Main, and I've been trying for so long, and man, it feels so this is the most special place and the most special race of all the sprint car racing, and just to make the A-Main finally just feels so good.
Tonight is Hard Knocks Night. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.